Welcome back to Not 97. Season 10 starts now. To kick off the season, we're joined by Felix, the newest upstart from fast-growing Brockton, Massachusetts collective Van Buren. We talk through the city that shaped him and how LA has inspired him to grow as a person and artist. We discuss his versatile past in graphic design and fashion, his latest run of explosive singles, and collaborating with Brent Faiyaz on the standout track Upset from Brent's most recent project, Larger Than Life. Plus, Felix performs an electric single, Paris Fashion Week, live from the studio. Felix will be headlining Not 97's Season 10 launch party at New Blue this Saturday, March 16th from 7 to 10 p.m. Tickets are available now. Pull up on us.
Felix?
How you doing, bro?
Welcome to Not 97.
Hey, we outside, man.
How you living?
Good, man. Every day has been busy, but it's been good.
Yeah, welcome to New York. I feel like you've had a whirlwind stay.
Yeah, bro. like no days off out here. It's fun, though.
Yeah.
That should be mad fun.
Before we fully get into it, do you mind kind of introducing yourself, a little bit about kind of who you are, what you do, where you're from?
Yeah, Felix, from a collective called Van Buren Records, based out of like Brockton, Mass. And yeah, we've been like underground for a minute. And now I feel like right now it's like our time to really just like crack that ceiling. So that's what we're doing out here. Like with the whole Brent situation, we're going to use that and then just go crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. We will get into the Brent situation.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to start a little kind of earlier and a little more kind of speaking to who you are. And even just to the obvious, like I know... When I know early on in your career, you kind of were shrouding your face.
Mm.
And even, you know, you had like the reflective visor and even now kind of like rocking the sunglasses, the scarf, the Band-Aid. I'm kind of wondering for you, like being the artist you are and developing that image, where did that start from? And is the kind of philosophy around that the same as it was, or has that evolved over the years?
Yeah, I mean... It's kind of still the same philosophy because, like, I still, like, hide, like, at least half of my face.
Yeah.
But, like, that kind of started from, like, while watching the Margiela documentary. And, like, nobody knows what he looks like. Like, Nobody knows. Like, there's, like, probably, like, one or two pictures of him. But, like, nobody knows even if he's even, like, still alive or, like, that. Like, any of that. So, like, I kind of took that and, like, took that, like, whole thing of anonymity. And like use that with the rap. I used to cover my face way more, but like That shit was so inconvenient. Like it was a lot with that big ass thing. Like you can't even bring that everywhere. Like that's just, you know,
affecting
what I mean?
The fits that you could
pull
off.
Exactly. So that's just tough. But yeah, that's the whole like reason behind it. And like, yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
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 No, I think I appreciate it. It kind of creates a dimension to your image as an artist and as a person.
Yeah. I mean, the cool part about it is like the people that are like new kind of just don't really even realize that I don't show my eyes or like my hair. Yeah. You know what I mean?
That's so
it's
just
like,
who you are.
Yeah, it's just like for them, it's like who it is. So like with the cool part about it, if I go to a function with nothing, I feel like nobody would know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, you're kinda incognito
tough.
Mode.
Yeah.
Civilian mode.
Yeah, that's just tough.
Yeah. Speaking to kind of Van Buren as a collective, I think y'all kind of came up at a time when, you know, they're iconic collectives over the course of hip hop's lifetime. And in the last decade plus, you know, ASAP, Pro Era, even Brockhampton, and y'all kind of came up and used it as a way of putting yourselves on the map and supporting one another. I know that you're out in LA now. Y'all are all kind of like moving and shaking on your own, varying levels of success. How has kind of the relationship between Van Buren and the support for y'all within the group kind of evolved over the years?
I mean, like I wouldn't even be here without like Van Buren as a total, because like, I feel like every step somebody makes solo, even group wise, it just helps the other person. Just like, you know what I mean? So it's kind of just been the same. We just like, because at the same time, we're just a family. Like,
yeah,
I got my brothers in there, like, literally, like, blood brothers. Like, my homies I've known for, like, 15, sometimes 10 plus years, 5 plus years type shit. Like, so it's kind of the family. So it's like, it don't even, nothing really affected for real. Like, we just, we see each other the same shit. Yeah. You know what I mean? So I don't really know.
And as you're saying, like, a win for one of y'all is a win for the whole squad.
Literally, like, the first person to really, like, go crazy, I would say it was E.T., like, back in, like, I would say 2020. Yeah, 2020, when he dropped. Even 2019, he dropped this song called Gossip, and that went crazy. So, like, he was the first one. That was, like, the first, like, big pillar, like, the first big step. And then, like, we just kept adding from there.
Yeah.
So.
And I can imagine, like, as the winds kind of bounce around the group, y'all just get more and more motivated by one another.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You got the brand feature. Now someone's like, damn, I gotta even go harder.
Facts. Like, like, low key, Luke got some on the way too. Like, I can't even reveal that, but like, Luke got some crazy shit, crazy feature on the way. So like, we waiting for that, like, the word on that. But like, I feel like this whole shit is gonna be like crazy domino effect where everybody's about to like go crazy.
Yeah, I love that. Even kind of to like Van Buren being a group that quite literally like put Brockton into people's heads and people talking about Brockton in a way that I don't think anybody was talking about it before.
Yeah.
What does kind of that city and town mean to you?
It's a city of champions. Like, that's what it's called. Like, that's what people call it. Like, Rocky Marciano came out of that. Mm. And like, I feel like that was just like our mantra. Like, everyone's just like, just trying to get out the mud. Cause we didn't really, a lot of us didn't really have shit, really. And like, even music wise, there was no real like support or even like someone we can look at and be like, okay, that's how we like, we're all kind of just trailblazing on our own. So it's just like, I just keep that in the back of my mind. Like, we champions at the end of the day. So it's like, let's get it, get out the mud.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Hell yeah. I seen that you kind of early on in your career and even before going full on into music, you were doing graphic design.
Oh, yeah, you did your homework.
Yeah, you know, doing fashion design. But also because that shit is like, to me, creates such a well-rounded artist. Mm-hmm. Like, if you can look at what the single artwork is going to be like and have real input as a designer, that adds so much to it and you can feel the cohesiveness amongst the art. And so I wonder, kind of looking back on, you know, that goes for like merch design too, looking back on kind of those days and what you learned and the experience of that time.
Yeah.
What are the pieces of that you still kind of hold with you and still inform what you do as a creative today?
Yeah. I mean, even like all of that definitely helps to this day, because I literally do every, like, damn near everything. Like, I'm hands on with everything, almost like on some like control freak shit.
Yeah.
But like, I gotta be the one. If I'm not doing the cover art, 90% of the time I'm doing my cover art. Yeah. But if I'm not doing it, I have the final say. I have to get, like, I mean, even videos, all that. But like, that definitely helped, especially like color theory and like shit like that. It's like the way I curate like my Instagram is like, it's like super like methodical. Like, everything like has to make sense with it. Like, at one point it was like, I was like literally like doing my Instagram like by color.
Yeah.
But nobody really peeped. Like, nobody even peeped. Like, but like, I was just doing it to see if anybody would peep. But like, I got too much. So I just, I was like, fuck that. Yeah. Like, I mean,
but it's, but like, you're like thinking about it deeper than.
Yeah. But it's just like, it just comes naturally. So like, I went to school for like a couple years and I dropped out. But even that, it just, like, gave me a lot of, like for the future.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I know that recently you've kind of relocated and live in L.A.
Yeah.
I wonder, how has that change of space and even pace kind of affected your creative process?
Yeah, I mean, L.A. changed everything. Like, honestly, it changed, like, literally everything. Like, the trajectory, everything. Because I did, like, I did my runs in, like, Boston, like, Brockton, all that. But, like, at the end of the day, it was, like, kind of a ceiling. It was tough. It's tough to get out of that. So, like, once, like, I knew, like, I did everything, I just had to go. You know what I mean? I just had to go and, like, do climb a new mountain. And it was tough. That shit was tough. I ain't gonna hold you. Like, we, I mean, it's tough to this day. But, like, that's, like, it was, like, a necessary move, especially for, like a smaller market city. Because, like, no matter what you do, it's all going to be a ceiling in those type of cities. So, like, you kind of got to do L.A. for, like, at least a year or two. Like, even if you want to, even if you don't want to stay out there, come back, you got to just do it, like, a New York, L.A. But that's kind of what it is, especially, like, nowadays. Unless you go, unless you're, like, super popping on the internet. And that's, like, not really my thing. I like to do the in-person thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Do you think, like, has even your writing process, the way you record, like, has all of that kind of shifted as well?
Nah, yeah, everything. Literally everything. Because, like, I was exposed to a lot more. Like, everything is so much faster there. So, like, I've been in, like, I can't even tell you how many sessions I've been in. But, like, just soaking up different people's, like, methods. I just soak up mad different shit. So it's just like, I don't know, I was taking so much. Yeah. I was taking so much shit. But like, it's cool. So like, my whole process, like, I kind of changed. Like, yeah, literally everything. Everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You know, getting into the music a bit, I know your last EP, 2019, was Infrared.
Mm-hmm.
And then since then...
That was a while ago. Damn.
Yeah, yeah. But since then, you've dropped, you know, singles throughout. And curious as to, like, a lot of those singles have been categorized as freestyles.
Yeah.
I guess, like, what... Why is it important to, like, categorize those as freestyles? And what does that mean opposed to, like... A non-freestyle. A regular.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, that all came from, like, Lil Wayne. Like, that was, like, my favorite rapper growing up. Like, and, like, he, like, rapped on, like, the hottest beats at the time and, like, made them better. Like, Upgrade You Freestyle. What else he had? He had the...
I mean, he went everything.
You know, everything. Like, you do Throw Some D's.
Yeah.
He did mad freestyles. So, like... I kind of wanted to take that approach and, like, try to just make the song better than the original type shit. Like, even, like, the Beyonce joint. Like, I'm not going to say it's better, but, like, I mean, like, I did my thing.
Yeah.
Like, but that was my approach to all of them joints.
Just trying to give, like, almost like a throwback energy to it.
Yeah, because I don't know anybody that's really doing that right now. So it's like, why not? Because I got some new shit.
No hook. Like, we're just going through.
This is quick freestyle. Yeah. Like, let's see. And I got some other shit on the way, too. I did it over, like, some Bad Bunny shit.
Oh, sick.
I know we on the old shit.
I mean, yo, Fat. Shout out Fat Bunny. Yo, hit you with that Orchard copyright.
Yeah, facts. Well, fuck yeah. We going.
I guess, I mean, even speaking to, like, you know, like, the latest, Please Don't Steal My Clothes, the latest, like, kind of A-side, B-side, I thought it was cool kind of listening through, even, like, the beat selection, like, the production of those, where those two songs are more, like, guitar or bass, like, powered.
Yeah, yeah.
And almost with, like, a more, almost, like, live drum element to it.
Mm.
And I wonder kind of, has that been a conscious shift in, like, your beat selection or the production that you're gravitating towards?
Yeah, because those two joints, those are, like, Latrell James. I don't know if you're familiar, but he's a producer out of Boston. But, like, that's kind of, like, when he came up to me with those joints, and, like, he gave me, like, 9-10 joints that kind of sound like that. And that's when I kind of switched my whole shit, because it's, like, that's when I kind of found my sound, like, the... Literally just my whole sound, just literally bass, kick, snare, and some weird, like, weird things in that, and, like, in the back, you know what I mean? So, like, once I found that, I'm like, oh, shit, all right, bet. So that's been my whole vibe. Like, so, like, I'll give him credit for, like, kind of just curating that whole sound, because he gave me, like, 8 of them shits, like, that sound just like that. So I'm like, all right, where now I know what direction to take for it. What sound, what I sound best on type shit.
Right. And like, it can be consistent.
Yeah, exactly. Like, cause those two songs, I think he gave me around the same time. I think. But like, those both with Charles James.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do feel like that it hits at the perfect time too, where like, you know, like a Paris, Texas can drop the album that they dropped this year. And yeah, that kind of like,
they went crazy with that.
Yeah, that kind of like guitar infused hip hop shit.
Yeah.
Can go off.
Yeah. It's like definitely different, like off kilter, but like, I don't care. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just gonna do it, whatever sounds good for me.
I mean, I guess to that point, like, I know I've seen you describe your sound as like experimental.
Yeah.
And I wonder what kind of that kind of experimental tag is like an important element of what you do.
I mean, to me, it's just me. I mean, like, cause it's not really like too mainstream. It's not mainstream at all, for real. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
But I'ma just find whoever fuck with me. Yeah. And I'm gonna just keep doing what I do. Like, it's funny because like those songs are like kind of like, compared to the other joints I got, which is like more like rock oriented, those are like light. I didn't want to go all the way.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you gotta just test the waters.
Exactly, and see where that goes. So like, that's my whole vibe with it. But one day I'll just probably drop those songs because it's like, there's some joints is like, what? Who's like, that don't even sound like me type shit.
Yeah. Speaking to the people that fuck with you, you mentioned it at the top, the Brent album dropped a few months ago, and you are prominently featured on what I would say is probably the best song on the record.
Great.
And I guess kind of like, you know, living through this moment, but also the process of Lincoln and creating the song and all that.
Yeah.
What has this been like for you?
Bro, I didn't even have time to think what it's been like. It's been on go, bro. Like, yeah. Ever since, what, I don't even know what day it is. What day is it? Like Thursday? Tuesday?
Tuesday. When did this process start?
Bro, like 2 weeks ago. Like,
like the process of, like, when did the process
of the song?
Yeah, of Upset start.
Oh, I mean, we had a camp, I think back in March or April. No, March, because it was right after South By. So I went to South By, and then they had a camp. Well, I was already at South By. Bro invited me, so I took a flight, went to sleep, cause I came back late. Woke up in the morning. First thing I went to was the camp, and then literally, the minute I walk in, they're playing that song.
Damn.
And like, they made that song 2 days ago. They were just having me playing it, and they needed a verse on there. Like, it was just Tommy and Brent, and it was it. And then bro was like, "Yo, hop in there." Like, literally right when I walked in.
Right away.
I was like, oh, shit. So I just hop in there and then do what I do. I had a longer verse. It was like 16 bars. But, like, they cut, like, their favorite four and it looped it. Damn. But, like, if I came, like, literally, like, 5 minutes later, 5 minutes before, I might have missed that whole opportunity. And the funny part about it is I made something to eat real quick before I left. Because I'm about to leave. And I was like, no, make something to eat real quick. I'm hungry. So like anything, if I changed anything I did that day,
right,
I could have not been on that song. So like I feel like that was like divine, like intervention type shit. Like,
yeah,
you know what I mean. So we're here.
Yeah, I mean, and it's all like right place, right time, and like the opportunity presents itself, and you gotta hop in there and
yeah,
do it.
But yeah, so it's like, I mean, you call it luck, but like I feel like I've been just like working like towards, yeah, for that moment, yeah, for a minute
for,
yeah, yeah. So it's just like, even like when they told me to go in the booth, I was a little shook, cause like there was a lot of people in that room. There was like 30-40 people, a lot of girls in there. I'm like, it felt like a performance,
yeah,
almost. I'm like, ah.
And you just wrote it on the spot.
Yeah, I did on the spot, literally. Yeah. Like, I rolled up real quick, smoked, and write and wrote it. That was like the fastest verse I ever wrote.
Damn.
Type shit.
I feel like that's a good, that whole process is like a good learning experience / like confidence boost, where you're like, if that's the fastest verse you wrote, you're like,
yeah,
I can do it.
Yeah, exactly. But it took like a million verses to get to,
yeah,
that,
yeah,
to
right
be,
no,
even
totally
be able to like
channel the beat, know what,
yeah,
you're saying
exactly,
and really put it down.
Yeah,
yeah.
And like that, my whole time in LA, I was just going to every, like, I never said no to a session. I never, like, I might like not be able to make it one day, but like I'll never say no. Like, I mean, I went to every single session type shit. So it's just like, it's the reps, putting the reps up. Even like if those songs never see the light of day, it's like you still putting the reps up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So obviously like big checks off of the 2023 vision board.
Oh yeah.
What is still on the vision board for 2024?
It's funny because with me, I never really think too far because shit changes so much. So like my whole thing is like man plans and God laughs type shit. Like,
yeah.
You could plan for everything and then like one thing just throw your whole shit off. So I just think about like what I'm about to do for the next month.
Yeah.
Honestly. But like we're just gonna drop singles. We're gonna drop these projects. I'm working on an album that I've been working on for like 2-3 years. But like none too concrete right now. We're gonna see. We're testing the waters. I mean, we're just going.
Yeah.
We're just going.
Hell yeah. Go mode.
Like, I mean, we're not stopping right now. I feel like we got a moment. And we just gotta go.
Yeah.
Let's go attack type shit.
We're gonna give you some space to perform one of your songs for us. Do you wanna just introduce that song and let us a little bit of background on kind of like where that song comes from?
Yeah, word. Paris Fashion Week. I said it the other day, but like when I made that joint, I felt like it was during like COVID. And like I was buying like hella pieces. Like hella like, cause like niggas was just bored. Like we had mad extra bread. Like, and I, on top of that, I was working, like, I did, like, a graphic design job at the time I was working. So, like, I was just buying clothes literally every day. Like, every single day, I would buy a new piece every single day. So, like, I just had mad brand names in my head, like, and then we just had mad pieces in my closet to, like, and then Charles sent me that beat around that time. I was like, oh, this is perfect. And the beat was called Off-White.
Oh, fire.
I was like, yo, it's got to be some fashion shit. Like, you know what I mean? So I just made that shit in my crib. And then, like, 2 years later, it's out. Like, I've been trying to make that song come out for, like, the longest. But every time I tried, like, something would happen. Like, something crazy. Like, I lost my hard drive. Not even my hard drive. I lost my laptop. I got robbed. All that. Like, it was always something. But, like, now it's out. I'm happy that shit's out.
Hell yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, we appreciate you pulling up.
Yeah. Thank you, buddy.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
I'm happy to be here, bro. For real, for real. Like, this is cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, let's get it. Paris Fashion Week.
Let's get it. Let's run it.
Yeah. Yo, it's Felix. We out here, man. VB shit. We up at the Orchard. 997, man. New York shit. We outside, man. Hey. Yeah. Cut from different club. Run around, get around, sell around down. Yeah, things get different now. Who the one say they want war? Yeah, they say can't sit down. Everyone keeping on letting me down. Yeah, they think I can't count. Guess who I'm stacking up dividends now? Yeah, that chick said she loved me from my head to my feet. Yeah, these is some air cut jeans. These is definitely for me. These is Mason Mihara mixed with my Jella fabric. Yeah, hope you can keep up. We bout to up the degree. Used to the crib with no change in my bank account. Used to take train. Wasn't paid, I ain't have enough. Pray for more things. Just things wasn't adding up. Now I rock 4-5 chains on the regular. It was on me when shit went bad. You don't understand, man. The fam wasn't proud of us. If you talk shit, don't hold me back. You don't understand. Let's go. Oh, be careful. Yeah, please don't tell me I get crazy. Disrespectful. Yeah, kiss me, fuck me. Just don't step on these big steppers. Yeah, in my palm like Kiki. Stack the breach like Tevo. Yeah, G just want fit, kick it. Million dollar dreams of a bang, I'ma setting off on my ticket. Shit, damn, I'ma line them up, we a big deal. We ain't here for the running round. Fix deals on the minimum, and I'm all down, get popped when we talking about. I was like 6 years old, I'ma hit them up. Every time big deal dog, then I want it all. I did like 6 brick chucks to my mama house. Them right there's my brother, he's not 7'6", serving the drumming out. He said, bring him upstairs if they're running up. We cannot kick it with her, cause she run him out. Come turn around, make a cinema, run through the house, wanna get them all. Yeah, you ain't gotta ask for free tomorrow. See, from the go, about 100 rounds. Yeah, in a white tee from the corner store, but I pull it off like it's 100 thou. Yeah, singing this song, I'ma gun them all. See, a system, wanna burn it all. Yeah, drop a couple bands at Riccardi, but they still look at me like I'm a criminal. You not popping, stomping it so far. Top 5, got the clouds in the headlock. Let's go.